There's an old story about a child who was asked if he understood the difference between like and love. And since it had been a rather rough day at home, he thought about it for a minute, and then he said, "Well, I like my parents, but I really love chocolate ice cream." That's right, and with that simple remark, the complexity of love is wonderfully illustrated. For it's not that the child didn't love his parents, but that on a day in which perhaps he was questioned or challenged by them, he found it difficult to unconditionally pledge his affection. And we all have times like that, don't we? Times when people, institutions, or situations question and challenge us in such a way that we find it difficult to even like them, let alone love them. Yet, as Christians, we all know quite well that we are called to love one another. And in today's gospel, Jesus even said that it is by this love that we will be known by as his disciples, which means that if we claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, then neither difficult people nor challenging situations let us off the hook when it comes to sharing God's love. And in the story from Acts, we learn that the apostles got a lesson in just how hard this could be. Word had come to believers in Judea that some Gentiles, a people who were despised outsiders to the Jewish faith, had come to accept the word of God and believe in Jesus Christ. So when Peter returned home from a visit with them, his fellow Jewish believers criticized him, wondering how on earth he could mingle with such unacceptable people. So Peter told them the story of his experience, about how a vision from heaven had compelled him to answer a summons to a Gentile household. He was told by the Spirit to make no distinction between them and himself, and so he entered into their home. And lo and behold, while he was there, the Holy Spirit came upon that group in the same way the Spirit had come upon the disciples. And for Peter, this was undeniable proof that God intended to call all people, Jew and Gentile, to follow Jesus. And so he asked his Jewish companions, "Who was I that I could hinder God?" And this remark silenced their protests. However, this was still a very difficult notion for the first followers of Jesus to accept, for the earliest believers were Jews. And since Jesus was a Jew, the assumption was that Jesus was the Messiah for only the Jewish people. In addition, all their lives they had been taught that as Jews they were different, that they were God's chosen people, which meant that they were special and holy and righteous in a way that the Gentiles could never be. So to suddenly have the Gentiles included in their group and be a part of their ministry was both an unwelcome surprise and a very big challenge. For those considered to be permanent outsiders had suddenly been let in, and it was probably not an easy transition for any of them to make. And if we think about it, even now, the church faces similar struggles. In many ways, we mirror the culture around us, where we view those who hold different opinions as somehow wrong or bad. And as a result, we sometimes live in a state of constant disagreement, leading us to lose sight of Jesus' command to love each other. And so we spend an enormous amount of time and energy still trying to decide who's out and who's in, who's worthy of love and who's not, forgetting that the Holy Spirit acts independently of our opinions and moves among us in new and challenging ways, always reminding us that the command to love each other still stands. And that's not the romantic, mushy kind of love, but the hard work of Christian love, which is a love that shows compassion and respect for all people and respects the dignity of every human being. And as Peter said, who are we to hinder God? Because every single person, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, young, old, rich, poor, gay, straight, transgendered, good, bad, sick, healthy, lovable, despicable, black, white, every color in between, all people are made in God's image, and we are commanded to love them as God loves us. And that's often really hard because people are challenging, they're messy, and they're difficult. And life is rarely as pleasant or as easy to handle as that beloved bowl of chocolate ice cream. However, Jesus clearly said, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Not some people, not just the people like you, not just the easy people, but if you love one another. So in this case, love really is the answer. And Jesus sets the bar really, really high. Which means that in the end, when we stand before God, it is not likely that God will ask, did you believe that line of scripture in just this exact way? No. And it's quite doubtful that God will say, did you properly honor that particular doctrine in that one special church? I don't think so. Instead, it is much more likely that the question from God will be, did you live like one of my disciples? And how well then did you love? Did you love the outsider? Did you love the poor? Did you love those who were really different? And did you try to love those who were very difficult to love? And for the most part, I'm guessing that when we have to answer that question, we might be devastated by how poorly we shared God's love. And we will be embarrassed at how petty and how small-hearted and how judgmental we turned out to be. For on that day when we stand before God, we will finally see with God's eyes the full value of human life and the true dignity of every single human being. We will finally understand that God made us, and in making us, God made all of us somehow worthy and somehow good. So may we indeed work at being disciples of Jesus Christ. And may we devote ourselves to the task of learning to love one another just as God loves us. Amen.